Ty Berg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Thank you. Where are you calling us from today?
I am calling from outside the Boston area, Newton, Massachusetts.
All right. Newton, Massachusetts, right down the highway from us here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.
Right.
Ty Berg joining me this morning. He's a film critic, pop culture columnist. He was working for the Boston Globe for a bunch of years, from 2002 to 2021. He currently writes Ty Berg's Watch List, a popular e-newsletter for movie and TV recommendations, including streaming ones and cultural commentary. He was a film critic and pop culture columnist for the Boston Globe for two decades. He joins us this morning to talk a little bit about some of the movies that are out now. And I guess, Ty, I mean, when we talk about movies in October, are we talking about movies that could possibly be on the Oscar nomination list now?
Oh, absolutely, Mike. We are in the serious season. What happens in early September is that you have these four big festivals in Venice, Toronto, New York, and Telluride, and I always go to the one in Toronto, in which the studios and the distributors roll out their Oscar, you know, their awards-worthy serious movies. And by serious, some of them are comedies, but they are not, they're the opposite of a summer blockbuster. They're the opposite of a comic book, you know, franchise movie. They are kind of standalone, generally standalone entertainments or dramas. So we're seeing, you know, more of those. We're seeing, really, yeah, it's the first bell ringer for the Oscar race, which now goes, you know, we're in for like 5-6 months of this, so it can get exhausting, but this is the way the system works now.
And why is it that, you know, here you got a movie like Top Gun Maverick, who is still in some of the theaters now, breaking all sorts of box office records. It's the number one movie at the box office this year. I don't think anything else will overtake it. When you look at the top movies of the week and the gross and the box office money making, it's still trickling in with more and more money. I thought I was the last one to see it in the theaters, but I guess I'm not. But
nope.
You know, will that movie get any Oscar buzz in any category besides the technical aspect of it, do you think?
Oh, not that. It'll get technical, sound and vision and, you know, stuff like that. But no, it won't. It has already made enough money. It doesn't need the awards. The awards are about prestige, bragging rights, and also, once you've won an award, you can make a bit more money. But I think Tom Cruise is laughing all the way to the bank. That said, he would love to win a Best Actor Oscar. It will never happen because he's Tom Cruise. He's a star. People don't think of him as an actor. I think he's actually a pretty good actor, but he's a star. So they're going to give him a Lifetime Achievement, you know, award when he's 90 and still doing Mission Impossible stunts. But that's it. He's never going to win a Best Actor award.
Why is that, Ty, though? Why is that? Because he has done some really great roles, and why isn't he considered for an Oscar for some of those roles? I wonder about that sometimes.
There was a period early in his career where he clearly set out to, you know, be an awards guy, where he would make Rain Man with Dustin Hoffman, and Dustin Hoffman won an Oscar, and Tom Cruise wasn't nominated. Or he would make Color of Money with Paul Newman, and Paul Newman won an Oscar, and Tom Cruise wasn't nominated. My favorite example was when he made Born on the 4th of July, the absolute opposite movie from Top Gun, an anti-war, stridently powerful anti-war movie from Oliver Stone. And he did get nominated for Best Actor, and he was up against, so he was playing a paraplegic, you know, character, a Vietnam vet, and he was up against Daniel Day-Lewis as a paraplegic artist in My Left Foot.
That's right.
And who do you think's going to win? The British guy's going to win, not the big, you know, glamorous movie star. And Daniel Day-Lewis won. And I think after that, Tom Cruise just kind of threw in the towel and said, fine, you want me to just be the most powerful money-making movie star on the planet, I'll just have to be content with that.
Well, let me ask you this, Ty. Why are not some of the blockbusters, why are they not the movies that are nominated for the artsy awards as the Academy Awards? Why are they not included most of the time?
Because it's, it's an ongoing split in the movie business. I mean, back way back in the day, in the, you know, mid-20th century, there were no, you know, art house movies. It was just the movies, what the studios were making. So yes, generally speaking, often the best picture would be, if not one of the most popular movie of the year, one of the most popular movies of the year. That changed when Hollywood started putting, the major studios started putting all of its eggs in the, what I call the intellectual property basket. Movies that are based on comic books, that are based on Harry Potter novels, that are based on, you know, early existing franchises like Star Wars, like Star Trek, like Fast and Furious. They'll just keep making those movies until we get to Fast and Furious 492, and it will make money because people know going in they're going to get what they expect from that. But that's not necessarily a creative stretch in the way that not just Hollywood, I think people in general appreciate as, well, that's worth a special award because you kind of went someplace different, someplace original, someplace maybe a little uncomfortable or someplace just so, you know, well put together that we have to acknowledge it. That's just the way that the culture is split now where you have, especially in the movie industry, you have the studio pipeline, which goes, you know, from the studio to the multiplex theaters, and then you have the independent pipeline, which goes from the festivals, you know, the independent distributors to the festivals to the art house
right.
or independent cinema.
Yeah.
And they're literally two different business models on two different audiences often, with some overlap. But not a lot. It's just the way the business works. And streaming has, if anything, aggravated that situation. So with Netflix getting in the game and Amazon saying, well, we want to make Oscar movies too, because that gives us prestige and more subscribers. So there, all of a sudden, you know, Netflix is getting more Oscar nominations than a lot of studios.
Yeah. Refresh my memory. Coda, which won last year's Best Picture, did that make it to the theaters or was that a streaming movie? I forget now.
That was, it made it. So I originally saw that at Sundance. It premiered there. It was an Apple TV bought it.
Okay.
They did give it a brief theatrical run, essentially to qualify for awards, and then it went straight to Apple TV Plus.
Interesting.
And that's a movie that people kind of forgot about until the end of the year, and all of a sudden, the voting members of the Academy, remember, it's you know, you and I don't vote in the Academy, it's people who are in the business.
Sure.
And they get screening, you know, DVDs at the end of the year called, you know, Academy screeners, or they get invited to screenings. And all of a sudden, this sweet little movie that just makes you feel good, they started seeing it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it became a front runner. I don't know anybody who wasn't really surprised by that.
Interesting. We're speaking to a former Boston Globe film critic, Ty Burr, writer of Ty Burr's Watch List. So let me ask you, before we let you go, what's on the watch list as far as movies coming up in the last quarter of the year that could be Oscar buzz?
Oh, there's some good ones out there. Steven Spielberg is coming up with his most autobiographical movie yet, called The Fablemans. It's really his own story, with a script by Tony Kushner about being a teenage, you know, making you know, the World War II epics on Super 8 with your friends in your backyard while your parents' marriage is splitting up. And I've seen that. I saw it at the Toronto Film Festival, and it's quite moving and very much a Spielberg film. I think people are going to enjoy that.
When will that be coming out? Soon?
That is, I think, coming out in November. Speaking of movies that might beat Top Gun 2, let's not forget that James Cameron is coming out with an Avatar sequel.
That's
at
right.
the end of
yeah.
the year. And again, that might not be nominated for anything but technical Oscars, but it is going to be a behemoth, I believe, in theaters. Cate Blanchett, who has won, I think, two Best Actress Oscars already, is probably going to be in the running again with a movie called Tar that I haven't seen, from director Todd Field, who made In the Bedroom and Little Children and hasn't been heard of for 16 years, but this movie absolutely knocking them over on the festival circuit. It's a drama about a classical conductor played by Blanchett who gets caught up in a, you know, being canceled. I don't know the details of it, but everybody I know who's seen it is over the moon for that movie called Tar. Brendan Fraser is back in a movie called The Whale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a well-loved star of movies at the turn of the millennium who kind of disappeared and you know, had some personal struggles and is back, you know, getting 8-minute standing ovations at film festivals for this movie called The Whale, in which he plays a 600-pound man. And I should venture to say that Brendan Fraser does not weigh 600 pounds. There is a fat suit involved.
Okay, it's good to know.
But he's... people just are really, really happy to see him back. And that, to me, it's really sweet. It's really gratifying. People feel about him the way they might feel about an older brother, not the way they feel about a movie star like Ben Affleck.
Wow.
So that's kind of nice to see.
All right, so we'll be looking forward to some of these movies. Ty, tell our listeners how we can find Ty Burr's Watch List. How do we find that?
If you go to Ty Burr's Watch List, TYBURRS, Watch List, one word, .substack.com, not at substack.com, you can sign up. You'll get a free email from me 2-3 times a week saying, here's something good on TV, here's something going on in pop culture you might be interested to hear about, and if you'd like to pay for it, you get extra stuff. But I'm having a great time doing it, and my readers subscribers seem to love it.
All right.
Join the party.
Ty Burr's Watchlist.substack.com. Oscarbuzz.com. Ty Burr, thank you so much. We'll be looking forward to some of these movies and checking out the Oscar Buzz. Thanks for joining us today on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike. Great being on.